So, hi, I'm Bhanu Sujata. Welcome to Dharma Threads, and I'm here to talk about the Theragata with Leslie Christen. And we have today a couple of verses, 2.3, Valiya. Once again, Valiya being one of these obscure monks. You don't really know much about him apart from these verses here in the Theragata. So, Valiya. A monkey went up to the little hut with five doors. He circles around knocking on each door again and again. Stand still, monkey, don't run. Things are different now. You've been caught by wisdom. You won't go far. So this is a very kind of nice verse about meditation. Once again, embedded in that lifestyle of the monk who's living in a forest, in a little hut, you know. And we our minds naturally make metaphors of the things that we're surrounded by, you know. And so if we're driving cars, we make metaphors about cars. If we're watching telly, we make metaphors about watching telly. If you're sitting in a little hut all day, you make a metaphor about being in the little hut. And so obviously it's a very kind of real experience that if you're sitting in a hut in India and most places throughout Asia, monkeys are a real hassle, and they'll come up and they'll be knocking on your windows and trying to get into your hut, and it'd be very annoying. So, I mean, monkeys are cute, right? But if you have to live with them all the time, they can get very annoying. I remember one monastery I was at in the south of Thailand where the monk used to actually look after monkeys that had been rescued or hit by a car or something like that. And they were all there. There's, you know, whole families of monkeys that were, and they were just so comfortable with the monk. They just crawl over him all the time, and he'd just be walking around with two or three monkeys hanging off him all the time. So obviously not easy to meditate if you've got monkeys crawling all over you. Anyway, so so here the verse is obviously using that as a metaphor. So it's not, you know, talking about the literal monkeys, but about, of course, the monkeys of the mind. The five doors being an obvious metaphor for the five senses. Now the monkey's been caught by wisdom, right? He's not going to go far, right? So that through meditation, the mind is caught, the distractions through the different senses have been subdued, and that monkey mind is not going to be running around anymore. So what was your response to this, these verses?
I'm attracted to the activity of that, because we talk about monkey mind in a sense.
Yeah.
And the notion of that busy mind sort of jumping everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the direction is stand still, monkey, don't run.
Right.
You know, so it's an attention,
yeah,
to the mind. Yeah. You know, to stop.
Yeah.
and that restlessness.
Yeah.
That the monkey is a symbol of, I think, in my mind.
Yep.
Yes.
But and of course the crucial thing is that it's wisdom.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is very important in meditation. You know, it's caught by wisdom, so it's not caught by willpower.
No.
Even though it might sound like it, if you take that verse to stand still, don't run, then obviously there's a firm intention, right? There's a clarity of motivation. But actually, the things that catches the monkey is the willpower. Sorry, is the wisdom, not the willpower.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you just try to order the monkey, it's not going to stop, right? But if you use your wisdom, then I don't know how you actually get real monkeys to stop. Probably give them something to eat. That's usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the same thing. You give your mind something to eat, right? You give your mind something. Some bananas, yeah?
Mm.
Something pleasant, something sweet, to enjoy it. Yeah. So if you enjoy your meditation, that's the role of the sukha, the pleasure in your meditation. And that, so you understand with your wisdom, if your mind has something pleasurable, then it will be content. The reason why we go running around through the senses, looking for pleasure.
Mm. Okay. Yes. So wisdom, the notion of wisdom, is that synonymous with meditation in that sense?
Not really. I mean, it's closely associated with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, wisdom's a faculty you can apply anywhere, not just in meditation. I mean, obviously, deep wisdom is one of the outcomes of meditation.
Yeah. Understanding.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Pali. This is one of the areas where Pali is extremely rich in synonyms, and there's not enough terms in English to sort of cover them.
Mm-hmm.
Often they use wisdom to translate banya, but in fact, banya in Pali is used in a more kind of ordinary sense. Can mean like just ordinary understanding or intelligence, or even just knowing something can be a panya.
Okay.
So wisdom, I think, is a little bit too rich for that context, but then there are plenty of other words that have a similar or stronger meaning.
Okay.
There's actually whole spectrums of words on different shades of wisdom and understanding and so on. Yeah, it's quite a task to be able to render them in English.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Great. So thanks for spending some time with us, and see you next time.